Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,205. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D. Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Valentine's Day deals, 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 deals. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Alaska man steals a pickup truck, then rams a police car at the Mush Inn Motel. Meanwhile, man drives to court for intoxication charges and is drunker than hell. Florida Meemaw lets son run drug and gun ring out of her senior living center. Florida woman goes off on boyfriend when he did not want to enter. And Canadian couple find a live frog living inside a green pepper. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Boom. Well timed. And then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been Sean, who slow roasted 10 pounds of stupid and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
On the show's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,205. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're the playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dummy, that'll be Sean. Took him 14 questions the last time we played to get one right. Now, keep in mind, we did reset the biggest dummy at the beginning of the year by your suggestion. So we have a brand new dummy for the year. That would be Sean. Every week we've had a new dummy so far.
No, Romulus held true. I want to say for 2 weeks. Congratulations, okay. Yeah, Romulus, for defending your title.
And, of course, every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And last time we played, we had something a little bit quirky about your partner. So you had to pick something that your partner had that you could deal with one way or another.
But although, don't want to.
Yeah, although it would be whatever it is. So the first option was a unibrow. you know, your partner's not going to get rid of it. It's always going to be there. And, you know, you're going to be looking at a unibrow, which is...
You got Groucho Marx at the forehead.
Yeah. And every time you see someone with a unibrow, you think to yourself...
They have a unibrow.
Surely someone has told them that they have a unibrow. Is it Anthony Davis? NBA guy?
Yeah.
Does he not have,
Yeah, he has a unibrow.
But I don't think he cares.
That's what I'm saying.
He obviously doesn't, because everyone told... Whose responsibility is it to alert the unibrow person, right? Anthony Davis clearly didn't care.
But he's a 6'8" guy.
You're not going to say that. So, but is it, like, the boyfriend / girlfriend? Is it the parents? Is it a sibling? Like, who needs to tell someone, hey, bro, get two separate
The closest
eyebrows.
Person to you.
Okay.
Next up was an annoying voice. So whatever that accent was that you don't like or something annoying about the voice, you would have to deal with that. Jacked up hands. Now, whether that would be somebody who has bigger hands than you, obviously, you know, as far as what Robin said, commented, hey, look, if you're a guy, you're probably going to have bigger hands than the woman you're going out with.
Probably. But you don't, you'll notice.
But then we had a woman who called up and said, hey, I went out on this date, first date with this guy. He wore gloves. His hands were so small, it freaked me out. You know what I mean?
It was a deal breaker.
So jacked up hands was another option. And then we had a bad laugh.
I bet that woman is a ton of fun.
She seemed like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
So we put the poll up for you. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and here's how you voted. As far as the least concerning item, that would be jacked up hands. 15% voted for jacked up hands. Number three was the unibrow at 16%.
I sleep well at night in her giant hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so comforting.
It is.
It's just that your penis looks so small in them. Number two.
That's not her hand.
Number two is the annoying voice at 17%. So, relatively speaking, between the annoying voice, unibrow, and jacked up hands, voting was pretty close. Bad laugh, that ran away with everything. 52% of you said, look, I can deal with a bad laugh.
But everyone agreed, I will not say anything funny.
Okay. Now, this time on the men's room poll, we talked about biting into some food items as far as your just bizarre food experience that you've had, as far as it not going so well for you, what happened. And we had a couple callers come in. One guy in particular said, hey, look, I bit into a metal bolt at one point in time. We had a story of a cockroach infestation locally. Has not been proven true.
Right.
But either way, you would be also biting into a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
We had the story of the Band-Aid. You said in all of your kitchen years, there's only been one Band-Aid that's gone out.
That made it to the table, but in this case, it's a story. A guy bit into his chimichanga. The Band-Aid was inside of it.
Right. And, of course, based on me clipping my toenails on the coffee table in the living room.
In the living room.
We have a fingernail. So
we also had a guy that called yesterday, and he said he and his buddy went to get Chinese food. They both got fried rice. No big deal. He did not taste anything or feel anything odd in the fried rice. He said, but when he looked up from his buddy and looked behind the counter, the woman behind the counter was clipping her nails over the rice.
Right. So you're going to bite into one in your food, okay? That's our poll.
Right. The camo's too easy for
Will it
man.
Be you bite into a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach? Those are your options. Obviously, you don't want any of these things in your food, because we know when we put the poll up, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the first response will be, I'm not biting into any of those things.
That's just gross. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
That's my point, you dumb son of a bitch.
It's not supposed to be in your food. You just happen to bite into it. Look, I don't know if you guys have been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. But the latest episode
I'm behind
is that, and I'm not going to give away too much here, but there's a realistic-looking fake fruit bowls that people have been putting out, right?
All right.
Fruit looks exactly like regular fruit, and people keep picking it up and biting it into it and chipping their teeth. because they think it's real fruit.
Right.
So if you bite into a metal screw, there's a pretty good chance you might have to go to the dentist.
But I'm taking the metal screw.
You are taking the metal screw.
Listen, and it's just my general position. I don't want any of these, but my position is this. If I find a foreign thing in my food, I prefer to have no biological background.
Sure. I believe, I don't know in the world of eating bugs. I know grasshoppers are fairly common as far as them being fried.
Sure.
Not sure about a cockroach. I know one thing for sure. If you step on a cockroach, think about, like, the goo that comes out of the middle of a crab, the mustard area, if you've ever seen that.
They're like their own water balloon.
They, when you step on a cockroach, they blow out this pus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like this big white goo ball that comes shooting out of the side of them. So if you bite into one, chances are it's going to squirt in your mouth and still be
like
alive.
Like I said, I want nothing with a biological origin. The screw, look, I might chip my tooth. If I chip my tooth, the worst thing that happened is I chip my tooth. But I don't have that weird mental scarring of I felt goo hit my tongue.
Sure.
I've been to a roach and the goo hit the back of my throat.
I think I'm basing mine just out of safety of the teeth.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I might go nail or
Band-Aid?
Maybe Band-Aid.
I pulled off a Band-Aid today, man. And had all the, like, the little inside, the white part, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
just, little dot.
It had all the little goo that came out of my, my wound.
I'm just envisioning biting into that bolt and, like, crushing teeth, and I'm bleeding. And
I know, but there's no mental scarring from that to me. Band-Aid, I don't know whose Band-Aid this is.
All right, I'll go fingernail.
Okay, so our men's room poll, you got to bite into one in your food, obviously.
Where y'all put your fingers that you're so weirded out by fingernails?
It's not, okay, bite my fingernail for me.
Well, no, it's on your hand.
No, it doesn't matter. Now just take it off my hand, put it, like, you will not walk over here and chew on my fingernail.
No!
I am offering it to you. So
some people also have some jacked up hands and some jacked up fingernails.
Yeah.
Like you have very tight, you must trim a lot.
I try.
How often do you cut those things?
Why are you standing like that? You look like the Black Panther, like you're about to pounce. Dead as the fingers all
over. Like you're better if I was like this?
I think it's like this. I think.
Oh, look at my hands.
I got decent hands. Come chew my fingernail.
Yeah, exactly.
My neighbor was a fireman, and he said you should keep your nails short enough that you can, like, clean stuff out and nothing will get underneath them.
Yeah.
Oh. So if they're scraping, they're too long.
Oh, I'm not scraping. They're too long.
You never worked a hard day in your life.
I know.
Montgomery.
Yeah, no, you've been working at radio with nice nails.
Soft hands. So the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Ryan, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You've heard it. You got to bite into one, and it's in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I was going to say cockroach, and the only reasoning I have is extra protein. But once you guys started talking about the goo that comes out.
Yeah, that's the reality.
It's almost like the entire inside of that thing is just goo.
Have you ever seen Dr. Pimple Popper? That's basically what that thing is.
Yeah, just squirting
a pimple
out
with legs.
Goo.
Get ready for the goo.
I'm going to go ahead and say the bolt.
Oh, yeah. Join me for a bolt sandwich, brother. I'm right
that's
there with
brutus.
You.
Yeah.
By the way, some comments came in. And someone says, I worked at an Italian place. A woman found a frog in the bottom of her salad. It was missing a leg.
Oh, no. That's going to be awful tough to do that frog life without a leg, you know?
Someone else, and he's being great. And someone else says, I worked at a fast food establishment. Somebody bit into a bean burrito and started chewing on the Band-Aid that fell off of somebody's thumb.
Ooh.
Man, oh, man.
That's the reason Miles hates bean burritos.
Quick shout out to Ted real quick. Thank you for the pep talk for Kyla yesterday as my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
We were at Izzy's, which is a buffet, and she yells at me from across the buffet line, Ryan, give me a Sprite. Just look there and go.
Oh, did you get her a Sprite?
Sorry about that, Ryan.
Did you get her a Sprite?
No, it's all good. Yeah, she got her Sprite.
Okay, cool.
In case you don't know, Ted encouraged this young girl to address her father as Ryan and demand a Sprite.
Hey,
so she actually did.
You asked for a pep talk for a child from Coach Smith.
Hey, it worked.
Coach Ted, yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what's up? Ryan, how old is Kyla?
She's 8.
8 years old. Okay, good for
you. Hey, Ryan, give me a Sprite.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I've been hurt offense. That'd be pretty funny in the restaurant.
I tell you what, there's nothing worse, though. I'm telling you, funny. As a parent, there's nothing worse than your kids calling you by your real name. Because you're like, what are you doing? And like, it's the only way I can get your attention.
Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious to everybody else except the actual parent.
Right. You're like, I'm your dad.
I mean, mug my kid so hard. And I didn't even mean to do it. He said it once. It's kind of showing off for his buddy, right? They're sitting on the stairs in the basement. So he says it. And I could tell by the look on his face that obviously the look on my face told him, do it again, you're going to die.
What do you go, hey, Steve?
Yeah, just, and they kind of chuckled. And I don't know what, you're right. It's something about your kid's voice. What? Saying it. It's not a big deal.
It's almost like they called you a bad word.
I know. Hey, mother effer.
Hey, like, I'm your dad.
Yeah, ma'am. My brow drooped so low.
I don't know why that sets me off, but it did. One time my kids called me my name.
Every parent.
I just like put my hands on the table like, I want to kill you.
And we're not trying to be angry about it.
Exactly.
It's just, I don't, you're right, though. It's like a reflex. Like, what the heck you call me?
Exactly. That's how picturing the Iceman starter yelling across this restaurant. Hey, Ryan.
Dude, oh, that's man. Right. God, that pissed me off.
All right, Ryan, here's your question. God, you're right, dude. I mean, that's... Kids, if you want to get under your parents' skin, call them by the first name.
Just like they call you by your full name?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hit them with the first.
Them with first.
Oh, is that true, Miles?
All right, Carol, you know.
Ted, I almost wanted to slap you for that. You know, my kid, like, oh, it's like that?
Yep. It is like that. He's great.
I need some more chips down here, Steve.
Oh, God.
For me and my buddy, we're having a sleepover. They bring us a Sprite.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
I called his mom for him already. All right, here's a question. What element does uranium become when it's lost all of its radioactivity?
Uranium, I would say plutonium?
Come on, you're uranium, you lose all your radioactivity, and now you are...
Yellow cake.
Lead.
Lead!
Oh.
Yes.
Does that mean all lead was once uranium?
I'm assuming. Okay. I mean, that is my general assumption.
Okay.
Based
I
on
know that.
Yeah.
You're using a uranium pencil.
Mm-hmm. What military cemetery is across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial?
At Arlington?
That is.
Yeah.
Nice job, Ryan.
Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
You guys ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, once.
A couple of times. Only once?
Yep.
Yeah, been there a few times. I don't know why. Every time I went, it's somber. It's awful.
It's heavy.
Yeah,
so it was a one-time deal.
There's a lot of... That's the thing about D.C., right? So you can see the certain memorials. Like, the Lincoln Memorial's not heavy. You're looking at a dude sitting in a chair.
The Vietnam War Memorial's pretty heavy.
That is real heavy. Arlington is real heavy. The Korean thing, real heavy. And then, so by the time you're done, you're like, what did we just do?
Mm-hmm. You need to go to the Smithsonian, see some dinosaurs for a palate cleanse.
Yeah, you do. Like, go to the Smithsonian after you go to the memorial.
So those things. All right.
You should go to Arlington. Mm-hmm.
You should.
Yeah.
And then, Miles isn't kidding. Then go to the Smithsonian, because you are not going to leave there.
Then go look at space capsules and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Go get space ice cream and air and space.
Clear your head.
That's the whole DC trip advisor.
Yeah. Famous Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola!
Johnny, sober, not sober?
Sober. Day three.
Day three!
Oh,
yeah! Oh, man. Johnny, what happened? Tell us.
What happened?
Yeah, why did you go sober? There's always a reason. There's always a trigger.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get into all that, but I've got legal troubles and just eye-opening experiences. I'm not a good drunk.
Look, man, legal troubles and eye-opening experience are just very commensurate. They work together a lot.
I'm like, I hope this was one thing and not both legal trouble and an eye-opening experience.
How is day three going? How are you feeling?
I was good. I was good and clean and sober for 9 months, and then I slipped up for a little bit, so I restarted.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
Okay. All right, Johnny, we got the men's room poll for you. You need to bite into what in your food? Is it going to be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I'm with Thrill. It's going to be a screw.
All right.
It's not biological.
See, Ted and Miles are very strange.
And I only might break a tooth.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to go to the dentist.
I know. It's just
I don't want to go to the dentist. But again, I would rather go to the dentist to repair my chipped tooth on the screw that shouldn't have been there than not have to go to any hospital trying to explain what it's like to have a cockroach burst in my mouth.
By the way, I did this to myself today.
Band-Aid.
I bit through my fork.
I saw that today. Ted held up his plastic fork. I'm like, did you bite through that? Look, I must be hungry.
Yeah.
You didn't swallow any of it, did you?
It's compostable.
Jesus.
But it was a compostable fork.
It was, still.
Maybe I should have munched it.
And edible. All right, here is your question. What is the name of Spain's famous cold soup that's made mostly from tomatoes?
Ooh.
Oh, we have a candidate. It's like Guiche or something.
Guiche.
Guiche. That sounds like a part of my body covered by my pants.
Sounds like your sounds like your last name.
Hey, man.
Guiche.
Was it also like a secret?
I don't know the answer, but it starts with a G, right?
You are
Gazpacho?
Correct. Gazpacho.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Gestapo.
That's what I was Gazpacho. Thinking. Was it a secret police thing?
Cold soup.
Dude, listen, it's a cold soup made of tomato. It's not as bad as it sounds unless you eat it as a soup. So I worked at a few restaurants where we made it, and there's herbs in it. So, like, the flavor's good, but it is cold. But I would rather just use it as a salsa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But people eat, like, bowls of this stuff. All right, your question. What chemical substance is the opposite of a base?
A guitar.
Acid.
All right.
I wish you could see the Ted charades back here. Ted thinks about it for a minute, puts out his tongue, and then starts like pointing at him. Like, acid?
Like acid?
Acid, yeah. I told you, man. He's a charades genius. Uh-huh.
I guess it's so hot in Spain that the soup has to be cold.
It's not that hot in Spain.
I mean, it almost seems like a ceviche, kind of.
I mean, think about it. If you go to Houston, Texas is hot. They don't need anything cold. Maybe potato salad. Otherwise, everything's straight off the grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why they do it.
Other than potato salad?
I know.
Is there any vegetables that are eaten in Houston?
Baked beans.
Give me a second to think about this. So every time I go to Houston, it's the same thing.
Okay, but seriously, is there a green vegetable on anywhere? Because I can tell you when I go back home.
Okay, it depends.
The Italian household, no green in the
Well, barbecue generally used to could still have a pot of greens.
You could. yes, Ted, you could. Do pickles count?
No.
Okay, then no. Every time I go there, it's the same thing. Every time you land.
What is it?
Oh, baby, you look hungry. No, man, we ate on the plane, I'm fine. That means nothing. They're going to make you a plate of food, put it on the finest paper.
Okay, what?
Cornet. But the plate they hand you weighs like 7 pounds. So it is brisket, it is ribs, probably 3 or 4 different types of sausage.
Or 4 different types?
Oh, bro, it's like Baskin-Robbins there, man. Well, my uncle starts cooking. Like, he's the guy who turned me on to Boudin and all these other things. Boudin was not the only option. That was just one of the 15 options I got on the grill right now. Give me that Boudin. I'm going to make you some Boudin. You're going to have some of those sauces now. And you can get some brisket and get some ribs on there. So the same uncle, he also makes pickles.
Nice.
Makes his own pickles.
He makes his own pickles. He sells his own pickles.
And he also sells hats.
I swear to God.
Is he a big man?
He is 6'8", 6'7", 6'8".
Jesus.
He's a big man, but he's not fat, but he's a real tall guy.
What's the name of his pickles?
I don't know. I don't like pickles, so I never eat them.
Sounds like a fantasy place.
Oh, dude, you would love it. You need to go there for a day and eat this man's food.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A little programming note for you here.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, our own Mike Hawk has already started eating poppy seed muffins this morning.
Yeah, he walked into the office, a rather large poppy seed muffin,
sure.
I would add, and he was going to town. And Mike is very enthusiastic about this challenge we're doing because he loves eating poppy seeds.
So we're going to do it. As far as I know, I just got an email that said the package that I received from Amazon with the drug kit in there, test, that should arrive today, unless, of course, the porch pirate comes and maybe decides that he wants to take a urine test as well. So the idea
this
is...
This one or at your home?
At my home, yes.
Okay.
The idea on this thing is that we're going to find out if Mike can have a false positive test by eating poppy seeds to see if that actually will create an opiate positive test. Because we had a caller, a listener, who basically said, look, my stepmother's nephew was in some trouble. Lo and behold, he gets out of jail. He's on probation. He has to go take a test. And he has a dirty urinalysis based on the fact that he says that he eats a lot of poppy seeds.
But the thing is, everyone on opiates that fails a drug test will tell you that they eat a lot of poppy seeds. Hell, it's what I would say. I'd be flying an OxyContin,
so
telling
we're,
you.
We're going to do a little social experiment here and ramp up. And Mike's just going to eat a ton of poppy seeds, right?
Right.
And then next week, we are really getting deep in the poppy seeds. There's a poppy seed dessert filling. There's poppy seeds you can buy. You can just sprinkle on chicken. You can make poppy seeds, all kinds of stuff. So he's just going to eat the hell out of them, and we're going to find out whether whether he gets a positive opiate test back.
I am also going to take a drug test, and I'm not going to eat poppy seeds. So if I test positive for it, I've got a problem.
And I'm going to take one, too, just because Ted's making me. You going to do it?
Yeah, I got no worries.
Okay, cool.
I know what you'll find.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Yeah, I know what you're going to find with me, too. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff.
Do we?
But I just...
That's why I want to do a surprise test.
Miles knows what we'll find. We don't know what we'll find.
You know what I could do? Because I know I'm going to test positive for THC.
Well, sure.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that doesn't count.
Yeah, but what I could do is... Nothing matters.
Would you say that at a job? Yeah, I tested positive. It doesn't count. Come on.
I mean, in our industry, probably.
Okay, but what if I went to a store and bought one of those cleanses that you're supposed to take the night before?
Ooh.
So what if I just smoke the living hell? Here's what I'll do. I'll go buy some weed, and I'll start smoking it like crazy. Right?
There you go.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's... See?
So you show up dirty for weed. That's no biggie.
Well, I know, but I'm going to try to take...
The comedy is what else shows
it.
If he cleanses...
But if I cleanse the night before with one of these teas, right, and I pee clean and you do not... You know what I mean?
We know the cleanse works.
That this thing might work.
We know. There is no point in Miles' adult life where THC is not showing up on this drug test. So
I will bet you $100 bill. There's no chance you pee clean.
No chance?
On THC.
No chance.
No.
All right. Game on, mother. Game on. I'm going to go buy one of those things. Do they still have those things?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Do they still
do UAs?
I mean, could you go to a marijuana store and buy one?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, where do I buy it at?
Head shop.
Okay, got to go to a head shop.
I've heard.
If you see one, pick it up for me on the way. So I need to go to a place that sells bongs and get this stuff.
It's a water pipe.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the game.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Liquor and horse.
Johnny on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
I'm on Team Not Sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll today, you get a bite into what in your food? Obviously, it's not supposed to be there, but if you had to, would it be you bite into a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
Yeah, everyone's hitting the nail on the head. Anything that's not living, it's a screw. I mean, if it's in some, like, broccoli or a soup, I might feel it. Might, you know, chip a tooth. But, I mean, a Band-Aid, a fingernail, or, like, whatever gross thing you said. Yeah, no, a screw. I'll go with the bolt.
See, man,
I'm going to go with the bolt.
I'm right there with you. Ted and Miles seemed very strange to me yesterday, because yesterday I had made the argument, like, look, you don't want to eat any of this, but I prefer mechanical stuff over anything with a biological origin just because of the mental scar.
I'm going to go with Ted and be on the fingernail team.
Yeah, I just don't want to bite. Like, you're biting a full chomp down on this bone.
All right.
Broken teeth, blood everywhere.
No. You're chomping down and breaking forks. Most people are not, like, breaking their teeth when they chew
something. No. You don't get that. That's what we're saying. This is how it started. Was the guy got something, it's wrapped up. You're not just tiptoeing around it. You're taking a real bite here, son.
Okay. Well, not breaking my teeth, but anyways. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking a screw.
You don't know that. That's the point, bolt boy.
Okay. I would rather chip a tooth a little bit than eat someone's Band-Aid or fingernail and just think of the repercussions of that grossness.
All right.
That's fair.
But if you do get the fingernail there, then you can clean in between the rest of your teeth and get the chicken out. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you guys said you wanted fingernails, and I offered Ted to chew my fingernail connected to my hand right now. My hands have been washed recently. And he said no. I would offer it to Miles, but Miles would do it.
Yeah.
We all know this.
All right.
Here is your question. Right? Am I right?
Well, it's like we always say about a certain flavor. If I offered you a popsicle flavored like this, you wouldn't eat it.
But in certain circumstances, ain't nothing better.
I might suck on a candy-flavored screw, though.
Okay, there you go. All right, here's your question. I had to research this. What is someone from Kit called?
What is someone from Connecticut called? A Connecticutian.
A Connecticutian. Wow.
How about rich? A Connecticutite?
Nope. Any more guesses?
A Husky.
A Connecticut.
A Connecticutter.
A Connecticutter?
A Connecticutter.
Oh, man, you got a sweet Connecticutter on you, man.
Hey, hang on the line there, boy.
Hang on,
man. We'll get
if jeans fit you perfect.
Hang on there, John. A Connecticutter.
More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 844-999-OLA.
shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.